Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Barbera. And on this episode, I wanted to cover something very, very important that not many people even know about, nor do they know how to use it properly. And that is called a leaseback, a seller temporary leaseback. All right. So what is a leaseback? A leaseback, very simply, is a leaseback. Now, a leaseback is a temporary lease that you're going to create with the homeowner after you close the after you buy the property. So pretty much you are leasing the house back to them. You're renting it back to them after you buy it from them, right? So why would you need to use this? Aside from the fact that it's an awesome negotiating tactic, this is something that we came across a lot during the foreclosure times, or especially when you're dealing with a homeowner that is very strapped for cash, right? So most of they have no money saved up. They have no money, and the bulk of their money might come from the sale of the home. And the issue is that they need that money so they can actually move out or they can find another place to live, right? So we've come across this a bunch of times and we've gotten screwed over twice with it. Not greatly, but enough to teach us a lesson. So this is where we implemented it. So pretty much how we use this is there's a lot of times, again, the homeowner needs to sell the property. It's a great deal. Everything's fine. And they need to stay in the house for an extra 2 weeks or maybe 30 days, right? So they can get all their stuff, move out, use that money for moving costs and all of that. That's fine. But here was the problem is that we would say, okay, fine, we'll give you 2 weeks or we'll give you 30 days to move out. And happy, right? Got the deal done, got the deal closed. What happened was that after the 15 days or the 30 days, they were still there. They hadn't gone anywhere. So that becomes a big issue now if you have to evict the previous homeowners because they still live in your property. Can it be done? Of course you can, but it's a process that it's not necessary to go through. So where this leaseback comes into place is you pretty much, let's say, like the most recent scenario is they were going to get back 20 grand, right? So after the sale of the house and everything, they were going to get 20 grand cash. What we do is we will either hold back $5,000 to $10,000. In this case, we held back $10,000. So they got 10 grand, which was more than enough to help them move for what the person needed. And we held back the other 10 grand. And they said, we need, I believe he said like 7 days. Told them, give you 2 weeks. Give you an extra 7 days. But at the end of those 2 weeks, every day that you go over, I'm going to charge you $100 a day. You understand? Now, I know a lot of you are probably having some issues. That's so mean. That's so cruel. But we have had it where we are buying a property. We get it on the contract. We're doing everything. We get the whole sob story of how hard life is and how unfair the banks were. And I get it. Life sucks sometimes, right? But what happened was that when the 2 weeks were up, they weren't leaving. And then I'm telling them, like, hey, you know, I gave you 2 weeks and oh, yeah, I know. It's just I can't find this person or that person to help me and blah, blah, blah. And there were times that we had to go in there and help them move ourselves. So it was creating too much headache and too much work. And at the same time, there were some people that just they were using it, you know, because now, hey, they got the bulk of their money and they're living pretty much rent free. So they're not really in a rush to move out. So by doing this, you really motivate them. You understand? By doing this, by holding $10,000 back. And then after, let's say, the 2 weeks that they said they needed or the 30 days, you start charging them $100 a day, that which comes out of the 10 grand that you held back. That's a big motivator. You understand? That's 10 grand that's theirs that they want. So you would not believe after we started implementing this, how quickly tenants started moving out. You know, not tenants. I mean, they were the homeowners. But you wouldn't believe how quickly they started moving out. And who is this important for? This is very important for anybody that generates their own leads. Whether you're a wholesaler or you're an investor yourself, that you generate the lead and you're buying this house yourself. This is a very important tool to use because we see this time and time again. We've used this contract so many times. This is part of our standard contracts package. We have a package in all of our vehicles with about three or four sets of all the contracts that we use. You know, we have the contract, the main contract to get it under contract. We have addendums in there. We have the lease agreements. We have all these that are part of our standard contracts because this happens so frequently. We come across so many people that they just can't afford to move out. They're having financial strains, whatever it may be. Maybe they're facing foreclosure, right? So they need this money, whatever that equity is, they need that to move out. We've held back in a very sketchy neighborhood that we did. We held back as much as $30,000. We gave them 10, I believe, on the close of the house. We gave them 10,000 profit and we held back 30 because of how much risk we knew that it was. I mean, these people were drug addicts, violent criminals. I mean, we weren't sure what the hell they wanted to do. So we held back $30,000. That was a huge motivator for them to want to get out of the house. And that protects you. And then as a wholesaler, so where this deal came about is we have a wholesaler that brought us this deal. And he told me that. He says, yeah, so I asked him, I was like, is the seller's moving at closing? He says, no, he needs to stay there a couple days. He needs some of the money. I was like, all right, where's the lease back? And he's like, what's that? What's that for? Right. So he hadn't even done a lease back. I was like, look, I'm not even going to buy this house if you don't put a lease back in place. I was like, and you should never sell this house without a lease back in place. Because as a wholesaler, you got the contract, right? And then you wholesale this contract to your end buyer. Now they're going to absorb that risk. You don't want your buyer to have to evict somebody because you didn't do your job correctly. You understand? So as a wholesaler, you want to get a lease back in place because then you want to give your buyer a tool to use, you know, in case this seller decides to overstay their welcome. So we've wholesaled a lot of properties with lease backs, and our buyers don't mind having a lease back. A lot of them, they even welcome them. We welcome them when we're buying a house in a neighborhood that, let's say, we know 90% of the houses that sell there are FHA, right? That they sell to an FHA buyer. This means that we have to at least hold this property for 90 days before we can accept the contract. You understand? You have to season the property. So we know this, and perhaps we know, like the situation was with this other house, that we had about 2 weeks worth of work in that property, right? So we didn't want to buy this house and have it sitting vacant for 3 months. Houses don't like to be vacant. They get vandalized. They even start hurting themselves. They're weird like that. So you don't want to leave a house vacant. So the homeowner, she's like, oh yeah, I'm going to need some time to move. I was like, shit, I'll give you 30 days rent free. I don't care. You understand? I'll give you 40 days because I'd rather have somebody stay in there. You understand? Living in the house, so it's not vacant. And then they leave after the 30 or 45 days, and I go in, renovate it, and put it on the market. The house never sat vacant for too long, right? So we use the lease back in those situations. And it's always what a good amount of, you'll always want to hold back a good amount of money. I have a property I'm going to go tomorrow because now we got it on the contract. Everything was great. Now the homeowner calls me and he says, hey, you know, I'm going to need some time to be able to move out afterwards. I was like, not a problem at all. But I'm holding back $5,000 from your proceeds until you move out. You understand? He's like, fine. That's fine with me. Perfect. He's going to get his money and I'm holding back $5,000 to make sure he moves out. And I know $5,000 in this situation is a ton of money for him. So I know he's going to want to move out. And this deal with the wholesaler they brought us, the gentleman needed 2 weeks. We gave him the 2 weeks and he overstayed by 3 days. We charged him $300, right? When he saw that, whoo, man, you should have seen him moving. He moved. You know, he got everything out of there because he knew it was $100 a day. And it's not hard for us to collect because we're holding on to it. So now, instead of him getting his $10,000 back, he got $9,700 back. You understand? He was so happy, but he wanted his extra $300. I told him, well, you had 14 days. You asked for it. That's what you got. You should have been out in that time. You had 10 grand in your pocket. You could have hired movers. You didn't have to do everything yourself. So leasebacks are very, very important. They're wholesalers. It's a great tool for negotiating. There's a lot of times the homeowners, they don't want to sell because of all the headaches, right? You know, they know that now if they want to sell, they got to start getting things ready. How are they going to get things ready before closing if they don't have the money? It's going to be a lot of work. But if you tell them, well, look, I'll give you 30 days after we close. So you're going to get a bulk of your money right now that you can use so you can move. And I'll give you 30 days to move. Trust me, that's plenty of time. If you tell them that, they'll go with you. We've gotten so many deals just because we were able to offer them this lease back over any other wholesaler or investor that wasn't thinking about this. They were like, we close, you're out the next day. You understand? Well, that day, you're out. We close, you need to be out. With us, we're like, no, how can we make this more convenient for you? You know, we're not gonna take the risk though, because we have in the past and we gotten burned. So we'll give you a lease back. You know, you're getting 40 grand from the sale of this. Fine, you'll get 30, we'll keep 10. Once you move out, you'll get your 10 back. You move out within the time that it's required, you'll get your money right back. And then you can structure however you want, actually. I mean, if you want to actually rent it back to them, we've had that situation as well, where they just needed to rent it for a couple more months before the next transaction went through. That's fine. We rented at market rent. You know, here's the rent. We're holding back, again, $10,000, or depending how long they're going to need to stay there, we'll hold back more. Hold back the $10,000. Let's say market rent is $1,000. They stay there for 2 months. We're holding back $2,000. You understand? When we give them their money back, we're giving them $8,000 back, not $10,000 back. So to them, they're not paying out. They're just getting less back, if that makes sense. So it's not a difficult concept. It's something that you can structure for 2 weeks, 30 days, 45 days, you can work it so it makes sense for you. Especially if you're buying, like I said, if you're buying in a neighborhood that you know you're going to flip this house rather quickly and you need it to qualify for FHA, maybe work it with the homeowner a little better where you tell them, look, stay here an extra 30 days. No problem. No rent, no nothing. Stay here. You understand? And you hold money back anyway, but that's 30 days of the house not sitting vacant for you. You understand? So, and then that money also guarantees you in the case that what if they trash the house in those 30 days? You know, it's not a huge compensation if they completely trash the house. But I mean, if they do some damage here or there, or whatever, because you do an inspection before, once they move out, we always tell them before we give you the 10 grand back, we're going to do another inspection. The house needs to look the way it does now. You understand? If there's any extra holes or doors or cabinets missing, we're going to deduct. You understand? So we haven't had an issue yet that somebody has vandalized it or anything like that. But, you know, when you do enough deals, you see enough stuff. So it definitely does protect you. It's a great asset to have. It's great for negotiations. It's great for when you want to use it, like I said, for an FHA situation. It's great to protect yourself, to protect if you're wholesaling, to protect your buyer. It's a really good tool to have. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to fill out one of these with obviously some dummy information, but I'm going to show you how we fill this out. Now, this is the Trek one, right? So this is the one that we use here in Texas. I don't know elsewhere what it looks like, but at least you'll get an idea of how we use them here and kind of how to protect yourself. And if you're in a different state that the laws may be different, look into them. Look into what else you can do to protect yourself this way. But trust me, it's something that when you do enough deals, you will get screwed over if you don't protect yourself. I mean, we had at first a couple deals that we did. We let them stay for a couple extra weeks and we had no problem. They moved out. But then we had those two that they stayed longer and they were a little more problematic to move out. And we're like, yeah, this is not happening again because it could get worse. And then if you're wholesaling it, and your buyer's stuck having to evict them and it costs them more money and they have no collateral, they're going to get pissed at you too. You understand? Because yes, while they should have done what I did with this wholesaler where I told them, I'm like, hey, I'll buy it, but you need to go back and get a lease back. You know, it's still your responsibility to be a great investor. You understand? I think it's still your duty to be a really good wholesaler. So you have no excuse now. You know about this. Use it. You understand? And like I said, I'm going to add one of these two. I'm going to add a blank one so you can use it, which is not hard to get. You just go on Trek online and you can download one. This is not a special contract. But I'm going to put on there the one filled out from us so you can kind of see how we fill them out. All right. So, yeah, that's everything. And it's on leaseback. This will be, I believe, episode 24. Okay, so this is episode 24 and all about leaseback. So I hope you guys learned something. If you have any questions or anything, comment below. Let me know. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. So that way you get alerts every time we put one of these videos out. I appreciate your support. All the great things you guys are saying, all the emails means the world to us. So thank you so much for all your support. And if you have any questions or any topics that you want to hear about, put them in, send me an email, send me a comment. We're everywhere on social media. Let me know what you want me to talk about and I'll make an episode about it. So thanks for watching and I'll catch you guys on the next one.